A Prayer to be Sober-Minded, written by Lindsay Tedder and read by Kelly Gibbons. Be sober-minded, alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Maybe you've heard the verse above. Maybe you listened to it just now and thought to yourself, great, another reminder that the enemy is lurking around every corner looking to devour me. Fabulous. You may have even said, oh, been there, read that, next. But stick with me a minute. I think it'll be worth it. Sitting in my living room with several women during a small group, someone read this verse aloud. She was sharing her thoughts when my own began to speak so loudly inside my brain that I could no longer make out what she was saying. My brain clung to the word, anyone. Never before had that word stuck out to me, but in that moment, it was alarmingly loud. You see, in the eyes of the enemy, you and I are not anything special. We are anyone. In other words, a dime a dozen. Nothing to write home about. In the eyes of the enemy, we mean nothing. He is looking for literally anyone who can be distracted from their duties in Christ long enough to be devoured. I all too often fall victim to the distracted mentality that quickly becomes a breeding ground for the enemy. I'm a work-from-home mom to a busy toddler, and the distractions of simply parenting all day can easily keep me far removed from my duties in Christ. That's where the beginning of the verse comes into play. But what does it look like to be sober-minded and alert? If I'm honest, the sound of it just makes me more tired than I already am. What I often fail to realize is that this call to be alert and of sober mind should be my utmost priority. I should place this above everything else in my life. Before I clean the kitchen, before I make the 8,000th snack of the day, before I make my beloved coffee, I should be controlling my thoughts and returning them to my Creator. During the first couple years as a new mom, I felt anything but alert. In fact, more often than not, I just felt extremely exhausted and on the verge of failure. I didn't comprehend that in order to be a parent he had called me to be, I had to invest in myself first. I had to show my son what it looks like to struggle, who to turn to in my time of need, and how to correct my course in order to gain that alert and sober-minded mentality. Are you alert and sober-minded? Take a minute and evaluate your spiritual life. What is distracting you and causing you to fix your gaze on something or someone other than Christ? Even good things like our children, our jobs, and our church can pull our gaze inward instead of upward. Take a minute and pray this prayer for sober-mindedness and trust that God is eager and ready to give it to you. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the reminder that the enemy is looking for anyone. I realize that being alert and sober-minded is a moment-by-moment choice. I know that I easily get distracted and derailed by the chaos of this world. Please help me to surrender my thoughts to you in an effort to remain alert and sober-minded. Please help to keep me more in step with you and less distracted by the chaos of this world. Thank you for the reminder that failing isn't really failing so much as it is learning. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for creating me unique. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for making me your most prized possession and not seeing me as anyone. In your eyes, I am someone. I am your beloved child. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, hello. Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.